KO4CEF, Mo.
KO4ATX, Andrew.
How you doing, Patrick? You still out and about?
I am, and I'm in the hole, so I don't know how well you're
receiving me. Yeah, I can definitely tell a little bit. I mean, I'll be on the road for a little bit longer. Yeah, I didn't get any.
KO4 HCAT mobile.
Oh, you're from your regular vehicle?
No, I'm on EchoLink just like you.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. I'm actually surprised because I've never known how I sound on EchoLink.
It really depends on your service, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I wish there was some way I had a hand mic I could use and not have to tap the screen whenever I'm talking.
Yeah, same here. That would make it much easier, but maybe one day.
I know it's bad, if you use, Zello or whatever that other app is, they got the big button on the screen that you can hit to talk, and you can actually use a hand mic with it, but I can't get it to work with EchoLink at all. And it's just weird that there's that little bitty button to hit transmit, but then you get this big old microphone to stop talking.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I heard somebody talking a week or two ago about some little radio they got set up to where they can actually use it like a hand mic to work with EchoLink. And I haven't heard him back on here, so I don't know what it was. I couldn't catch what it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I've tried to Google and watch videos and everything else, and I know you can hit, my hand mic, I can hit the button on the screen and then use it to talk, but then you got to hit the screen again. So it's like, what's really the point? Because, right now I'm using the car's Bluetooth to use EchoLink.
For me, I'm using my headset that I would use when I'm normally driving, just like normal. So the only thing I have to do is touch the screen and transmit, and then at the end, so it's not too bad, but it's still kind of distracting.
Yeah, I understand that. I know, now there are some settings that you can try to play with that are used for headsets, but I don't know if they'll do push-to-talk or not, but it's in the settings. I've just never gotten anything to work because I've only tried the hand mic. KO4CEF.
KO4HKX. Hey, Andrew, I'm
going to
try that. Let's see how it works.
Which
word,
what?
No, it doesn't work for me right now because my headset's got a button where I can hit, but it tries to dial the last number on the phone, so that didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know, EchoLink's kind of weird. It's, I don't know who develops it or not. I mean, it's a great program. I love using it whenever I need to, but it's just a few functions that I wish it had to make things easier on, where you could use it more like a traditional radio and not so much like I would even say there's walkie-talkie apps like Zello that tend to do a little better job.
I've never used any of those, so the only one I've got working is EchoLink. I've downloaded Zello, but I've never used it.
It works basically the same way, except, obviously there's no repeater involved, which I'm pretty sure you could probably do the same thing with EchoLink, but that little Bluetooth hand mic I've got, it'll key it up and talk, and it'll act as a little speaker. I mean, it works really well, but there again, there's no RF involved in on it. It's totally IP-based.
Yeah, but right now, what's the disadvantage to having that where you're IP-based? I mean, times are good. I just need it because I can't hit the repeater reliably.
It works pretty good. I mean, I've used it for several different things. The only thing I guess I kind of like it, but I don't like it. So when you send a message, like I'm talking now, it technically records that message and hangs on to it for I don't know how long, but so you can go back and listen to messages that people have broadcast, and then I guess you could send them a text message over the app later on. I don't really know what the purpose in that is, but I mean, Zello works pretty good, but I don't leave it running on my phone because I don't know anybody that really uses it. And I even had the family install it, and they kind of used it for, you know, a few minutes, and then it was like, all right, we're not ever doing it again.
Yeah, at that point, why not just do a phone call?
Yeah, I know. And, you know, now, in the truck, you know, I'd need a Bluetooth speaker. That's what I don't have in my truck, is any kind of Bluetooth system to talk on, so the hand mics are not illegal. So that's one plus side of those, but they're genetic, so I don't know. Just something about the hand mic that just works a little better.
I'll have to do a little research and see if I can't find out what that gentleman was talking about earlier, or a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about a little radio that would link to Bluetooth, and he used it all the time while he was driving. So might be an option if I ever hear him on here again.
Now, I know, you know, some radios have Bluetooth capability. My FTM 400, I think you can order it as a module or install it. And I want to say my FT3DR might have it, but I'm not 100% sure on that one. And then you can buy a little headset to connect to it. And I've just, all honesty, I need a headset in my truck because when my wife calls me, I got to throw it on speakerphone and scream at it, and you know, it's sitting over in a little cup holder next to it.
Well, when I get stopped, I'll send you a picture of what I use, and the ID5100 that I have in here is also Bluetooth capable since I added the module to it. I've actually linked my phone to it, and it's pretty neat what all you can do with it.
Interesting. That's pretty neat. I've never really considered it, but I mean, in all honesty, it's probably not a bad idea. Like I said, I wish this one app, EchoLink, I wish there was a little more functionality in it. That way, whether you have a radio or you don't have a radio, you would get the same benefit from it. So, but I've seen the IP radios. You know, there's a couple you can buy. It'll do Zello and EchoLink, and you can basically, it's a little Android radio, and it has all the, and, you know, you can download the Android-based voice over IP applications and use it kind of like a regular radio. I've seen those before, but all the videos I saw, once it comes to EchoLink, you still have to tap the screen and everything.
I've got my ID5100, so it's a little easier for me to talk to you.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Don't bother me a bit. Man, the police are out on I-85. I've seen two people pulled over, and then a Suburban just pulled over another person going down the interstate. And looked like they didn't want to pull over for a little bit.
I don't know. I don't know the radio you're talking about, but the ones I'm thinking about are like, I don't know, a little 2-inch square cube. And that's it. That's all there is. And you got the program and all that. I'll have to do a little more research on it. Really hadn't invested a lot of time in looking into it, but now that you mentioned it, I might do a little more research on that.
Yeah, let me know what you find out. If I can find something that had EchoLink with a hand mic that worked, that would be perfect for me in this situation where I'm like driving the wife's car and I'm not technically allowed to have the antenna, so like during the day when the sun's out, I don't put it on there because if the wrong person sees me and reports me, who knows what would happen. So I don't take a chance with it. I just use EchoLink.
Now that car that you get from work, is that the one your wife's car is?
Yeah, roger that. She drives the lease car, and you know, with diesel being $5.49 a gallon and whatnot, and with me being on B shift this week, I just went ahead and started driving her car because, you know, most of the time there's not many people on the radio at 7:30 in the morning when I got off, and you know, most of the time on the way to work, it's not very busy, so.
Roger that. There's usually very few people on the radio this time of day for me, so I was surprised you called out, but then I remembered you were working the evening shift, so it's good to hear you today.
Yeah, I'm glad I got a chance to get on the radio. I thought I heard Ken yesterday. I can't remember when I was listening. Now maybe it might have been on my way to work yesterday, because I had the radio in the car just listening to it. And, but I didn't want to log into EchoLink and try to do all that while I was driving down the road. And, because I went to work really early yesterday. I think I was on the road, shoot, it was 5-something. I mean, I got to work at before A-Shift got out. That way I could see my people before they left for the day.
This is for CTT Mobile. For HGAC. Just a second. Andrew, why are you having to jump over on B-Shift?
We got one guy, his allergies are really bad and his eyes are swollen, and I think he's just, you know, playing hooky more than anything. And then we've got two other ones that were positive for COVID, so they're currently out of work. So that's why I volunteered to come to B-Shift for a couple of days, just to help support the team a little bit. But yeah, go ahead, contact.
Go ahead.
I didn't catch his call sign, so. Anyway, I'm pulled up in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. You be safe on the rest of your trip home, and I'll probably be on the radio a little bit in the morning. I'm going to meet Steve at the airfield and fly planes for a little bit before I go home and go to bed. So, but anyway, you have a good one, 7-3, and I hope we'll holler at you again on the radio. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing your final.
But we doubled on most of that. You be careful, and I'll talk to you maybe in the morning. KO4HKX, clear.
4ULP, KO4ULP, KZ4TMA. KZ4TMA, mobile and monitoring.
Hey, Simon.
Hey, you wrapping up the workday yet?
Probably. I was just wondering if that was you earlier. I didn't mean to cut you off, if it was.
No, I just turned on, and you might have heard me call KO4ULP. I was seeing if Alexandra was around. But no, that was the first time I came on, so wasn't me earlier.
Somebody came up, and I couldn't catch their call sign, and when we tried to let them in, they didn't reply back, so I didn't want to make somebody mad.
Nope, wasn't me. Anyway, you been doing all right? It's been a little while. How things been?
Okay, just trying to mind my P's and Q's and do my thing. How about yourself?
You know, it's summer break, kids are off school, and we're in the middle of some renovations, so we're keeping busy, but things are going all right. Had my mobile rig disassembled for a little while because I was doing some electrical work on the car, but it's good to have it back on. And whenever we get into this new house, renovations are done, I hope to set up a proper base station sometime.
That's good to hear you got your radio back, but I am sitting in the driveway with my wife looking at me, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now. And you be careful wherever you're at, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Great night. KZ4TMA monitoring.